Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Chulin Lamites, Chulin 39a, pagination is 77. We'll start on the third line. At the end of the line, Itmar, we learnt. The Gemara is going to explore three cases where a person is doing one thing, and while he's doing that thing, namely Shechita, he's having in mind that he's going to do, or someone else is going to do, a different processing part of this animal incorrectly. The simple case, which is the case of Pigul, is brought in Rashi, about midway down in Rashi's, across from the Hagos HaBach in my print, the beginning of a line, Rashi says, Pigul, Shalpnim, what is the case of Pigul? Shehashochet amanas lizrok dam lemachar, the person regarding a karban in the Beis HaMikdash is having in mind at the time of Shechita that the blood will be sprinkled tomorrow, meaning at an inappropriate time. O lahakter emurim lemachar, or we're going to bring the limbs on the Mizbeach tomorrow. Zeu ikur pigul. That's basic pigul. So this word pigul represents a situation where it doesn't even mean that anything wrong actually happened. It doesn't mean they actually brought the blood tomorrow or brought the limbs tomorrow. But at the time of Shechita, they had in mind that they would bring those things tomorrow. That messes up the korban. That's the classic situation. From that, we extrapolate, or according to one opinion, we do not extrapolate, what would be in other cases of a korban that's brought and the wrong intent is projected at the time of Shechita. One case is a case of a karban, a chatas, which has to be brought lishma for the right purpose. And at the time of Shechita, he has in mind that even though he's having the Shechita for the right purpose, but he's having in mind that when they do the sprinkling, it's going to be with the wrong intent. And that's the intent that they have at Shechita, that they're going to do something wrong. Another situation, which is closer to our Masechta, and actually is the start of our Gemara, a case of Chulin, a case of non-Karban, where the situation that would make an animal puzzle is if the Shochet has in mind for Avodah Zorah, for idol worship. So in this case, the Shochet has in mind to do a proper Shechita, but at the time of his Shechita, he has in mind that the non-Jew who owns the Karban is going to do a Zrika, a sprinkle of the blood, for Avodah Zarah. So the Shechita is good, but at the time of the Shechita, they're having in mind that the blood is going to be processed in the wrong way. Does that invalidate the animal and create it not just pasul non-kosher, but even asur bahana'a, forbidden in benefit? Itmar, we learnt. Hashochet es habehema, a person shechts an animal, we're dealing with chulin right now, non-sacred. Lizrok dama la'avodas kochavim ula'akta chelba la'avodas kochavim, with the intent that the Oved Kochavim owner is going to do the Zrika or the Haktara for Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula, Rabbi Yochanan says the animal is pasul, usur in benefit. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar Mutares, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says we don't learn such a projection concept to Chulin, and it's permitted. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula. Rabbi Yochanan says it's possible because Mechashve Me Avoda La Avoda, we do calculate from one act to the other act, V'alfin and Chutz Mipnim, and we learn non-sacred from sacred. Literally, Chutz, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Mipnim, from what happens inside the Beis HaMikdash. Reish Lakish Ama Muteres. Reish Lakish says it's permitted because Eimachashim Avoda Lavoda, we don't do calculations from one act of service to another. So Shchita Tezrika, we don't do that. V'lo Gamrinin Chutz Mipnim, and we do not learn outside laws from inside the Beis HaMikdash, in this case at least. I mean, the concept of Shchita is the same Shchita in both cases, but the mechashven me'avoda la'avoda, to think from one thing to the next. Va'ozdu l'taymayu, and the Gemara says this is consistent. De'itmar, because we learned a similar case by kodshim, by a korban, shachta lishma lizok dama shalo lishma, yeshecht a korban chatos, Rashi says, with the right reason, for the right purpose, with intent that by the sprinkling of the blood, you're going to do it for the wrong reason. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula. Rabbi Yochanan again is strict and says it's possible. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar Kshera, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish is lenient and says it's kosher. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula. Rabbi Yochanan says it's possible because Mechashem Me'avoda La'avoda, we do calculate from one avoda to the next. V'gamrinan Mimachshev Es Pigul. And we learn from Pigul, which is also by Kodshim, and therefore from Shchita to Zrika, an intent is going to invalidate. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar Kshera. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said it's kosher. Eimechashem me'avoda la'avoda. You do not do a calculation from one avoda to the next. V'lo gamrinon mimachsheves Pigul. And we don't learn from Pigul. So again, there are three cases. Everybody agrees by Pigul that there's indeed such a law. That's the law that Shchita with an intent to do Zrika at the wrong time is Pigul and invalidates. We then have a case of Kachim, of Lishma, where you do the Shchita with the right intent, but the intent at the time of Shchita is that when I do the Zrika, it's going to be with the wrong intent. And then we have a case of Chulin, where what could make chulin puzzle is an intent for avodah zarah. So he has intent, everything good at the time of shechita, but there's intent that when the zrika will be done, it will be done for avodah zarah. And again, a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, says the Gemara utzricha, and we need both of these extrapolation cases. One case by Kodshim regarding Lishma, and one case by Chulin regarding avodah zarah thoughts. De'i itmar b'ha, because if I only knew the Chulin case, b'ha kama Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, I understand why Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish is being lenient. Mishum d'chutz mipnim lo yafinon. We don't learn outside the Beis HaMikdash from inside the Beis HaMikdash, one can argue is readily understandable. Aval pnim mipnim, eimer modi le'le Rabbi Yochanan. But I would think that when it's a Kodshim case, a case of Lishma, and Shalo Lishma, I would think that maybe he agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. We would learn it out of Pigul because they're both Kodshim. V'i itmar b'hach, and if I only knew the case of Kodshim, the Lishma case, so we're learning it out of Pigul. V'ahi ka'omar Rabbi Yochanan, I would readily understand why Rabbi Yochanan is being so strict because they're both Kodshim. Ava b'ha, but in the case of Chulin, I would think maybe by Chulin you don't learn out from Kodshim, and therefore you could be lenient like Reish Lakish. Tzricha, therefore we need both of these cases. Again, Pigul is the standard, and then both by Kodshim and by Chulin we found intent from Shchita to what will happen by Zrika. In both cases, Rabbi Yochanan is strict, and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish is lenient, and the Gemara explains one is easier to extrapolate than the other, and therefore to let you know both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, each being strict or lenient in both cases, was necessary to list both cases. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.